Nope, it's definitely Naples. All right. I see that Representative Yankee is with us today. And you bring before us House Bill 1173. Are you prepared to? Okay. Welcome, Senator Kaskin. This is an act to establish South Dakota's Statehood Day as a working holiday.
Thank you. Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the committee. Well, it's with great enthusiasm that I get to kick this bill off. It's a real interesting bill. I just want to kick the thing off. They're going to explain what the bill does. But it's inspiring to see some young people that have got started in the process. I kind of call this vertical integration, where they came up, they observed the process, they wanted to take a project on. So they had the bill drafted, they've lobbied it, and so now they're here before you. That's about all I really want to say. I think it's just a real neat process. They've been involved in the internet, they've been following it on the internet and in the papers, and it's just we always try to encourage people to see what we're doing up here, ask questions, get more informed, learn the process, and here's a group that's starting real young, and I'd hope you give this bill favorable consideration. Came through the House real strong and through all the process, the committee on the other side, so thank you for your time, and they'll be the one that pitched the bill. Any questions? Vertical integrations.
Well, perhaps you could ask a question from Senator Kaskin. What are the implications of a working holiday? I mean, is this time and a half, is there any implication at all?
I would, if you would like, they could probably answer that question. I could probably answer it too, but would you guys like to answer that question? You guys research that? If they know the information, I'd rather have them.
Okay, fine.
Good morning, Madam President and members of the Senate State Affairs Committee. I'm Representative Kent Junkie from District 26. You're going to see we're going to do a little song and dance here. The other family is snowed in. They're en route, so we're trying to stretch this. And I said, well, that's great. We can let Kaskin go first, and it'll be 9:45. They'll be here by then. I'll give you the historical perspective on this. A year ago, Plum Creek Rural School, it's a rural school in Haakon County, which is part of District 26, came in to observe us, the whole school. There was 8 students at that time, and their teacher came in and found Benson, Senator Benson and Kaskin and I, and visited with us about the Statehood Day. What just happened to be, it was past bill introduction day, so I says, the voters willing, let's look at it next year, because there's nothing we can take up this year. So after we got up here in January, I called them and said, are you still interested? Well, their student number had gone from 8 to 4 at this time. So, but the teacher and the 4 students were still interested in it. So I said, well, let's go for it. I'll introduce it. You come and present it. I got assigned to House State Affairs, and it went really well for them. A working holiday, when they said they wanted to make Statehood Day, they have data on this, Senator. I said I'd never do it as a observed holiday, but there is 3 or 4 others on the books. It's just basically a calendar, an item on the calendar. And but they have more of the data on it, and hopefully the other family will get in here. They were trying to dig them out. They sent the snow plows out to get them out this morning so they could get here.
Oh. Welcome to the Senate State Affairs Committee.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
They're a little nervous. They're not like this in school.
Yeah.
Good morning. I'd like to introduce to you 2 of my students. 2 live quite a ways down a gravel road, and although the snowplow was asked to come out at 5:30 this morning, it hasn't been there, or just recently got there, and they are en route to try to get here. My little girl, who's the oldest, worked very hard on her speech, and this is just going to break her heart. But we do need to move on with this and not delay you any longer. I would like to introduce first Cody O'Day, one of a third grader at my school, and he has a little speech he'd like to give to you.
Welcome, Cody.
Hello, my name is Cody O'Day, and I am in the third grade at Plum Creek school. I think that it is important that students all over the state know when we became a state, and maybe that will cause them to become interested in our history. Thank you for your time and consideration.
Good job.
Your next speaker, Madam Chairman, is Luke O'Day, and he is in the second grade.
Hello. It is very nice to be here. Please pass our bill 1173. We have learned a lot about South Dakota and its history. We think that it is important that everyone knows when we became a state. Thank you very much.
Good job.
Madam President, just, yes. Just a suggestion. It's 9 o'clock. Maybe we could just sort of recess until make like a quarter of ten or something, and in case the other people do turn up, give them as much chance as possible.
Yes, I think that we would really be missing a wonderful opportunity if we didn't take a recess and wait for that. Maybe I could ask you guys a couple questions though. Okay. And who did you bring with you today? Who is this woman?
Nanny, that's
Miss Nettie. Miss Nettie. Is she your teacher?
Yeah. Yep.
And does she teach both second and third grade?
Yeah.
You guys keep her pretty busy then?
No.
I only have 4 students in my entire school this year.
No. I bet you get a lot of attention then. Have you learned some interesting things about South Dakota? Is there anything you can share with us? Like, what's the most fun thing you've learned about South Dakota?
Custer and all that stuff.
They really enjoyed, we did quite an extensive study on that, and they really got into it.
Battle of Little Bighorn, good.
We wanted to take our field trip and go see the battleground, and of course that's a little out of our budget. But could you tell them, Luke, what's the state bird?
Pheasant.
Yeah, the pheasant.
Big-neck pheasant.
And Cody, what's the state, let's see if I can get him confused here. What's the state fish?
A
walleye. You could actually start quite a discussion on that topic in here. Senator Bros.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Cody, I think we're right here. I'm right here. See? Right here. My wife is a third grade teacher, and you're in the third grade. Do you like third grade? Don't you really? Cody, now let me just say this. I can remember when I was in the third grade. In fact, I liked it so well, I stayed there for 3 years.
He asked me if you flunked.
I was trying to say it in a nice way, say. But I'm sure that you won't. I'm sure next year you'll come back to see us, and you'll be a fourth grader then, won't you? Great. Thanks for coming. Enjoy you young men being interested.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Why don't we take a recess until, well, what would be a good time here? Do you think?
Oh, yeah, they should.
15 minutes, Jerry, to give us time to wrap up your testimony.
Well, let's see. At 9:30, we're supposed to be out of here at 1:45, but 9:30 with some flexibility.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. You guys just did a great job. Thank you.